the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As some of you are aware, but those who don't, I'll inform you now, throughout the midweek Lenten services, there was catechesis taking place that dealt with a more concentrated look at a document created by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther called Christian Questions with Their Answers. This document was created by him to prepare a Christian to receive the gift of forgiveness of sins through the sacrament of the altar. As last night focused on questions 17 and 18, this evening the concentration is focused on question 19. And that question is located on page 330 of your Lutheran service books. You're encouraged to turn to that. Follow or read the question. You don't have to. It's rather dim. To review this question as the catechesis, the catechetical preaching takes place. And we'll be reading the question, so if you can't read it because it's dim, it's okay. In the question and answer for this evening, Luther yet again brings the great law and gospel truth of God's Holy Scriptures to the remembrance of the one being prepared. Question 19 asks, what should admonish and encourage a Christian to receive the sacrament frequently? Answer, first, both the command and the promise of Christ the Lord. Second, his own pressing need. And here are the key words within the answer. Because of which the command and promise are given. In other words, the only reason that the command and promise are given is because of man's own pressing need. The command and the promise would never have come about if it were not for man's own pressing need. Once God commands and promises anything, it is, and that's the end of the matter. So regarding frequently receiving the sacrament, the very first and only thing that really matters is God and what he speaks. And where does he speak? Through his holy scriptures. Thus, the Holy Scriptures open your lips and teach you to speak his words. So you are brought to say, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And thus you are also brought to sing out in a great confession of faith, Lord, keep us steadfast in thy word. Prideful, presumptuous man, however, must continually be humbled by Almighty God to know his place as a created being under the Supreme Creator. So Luther also supplies the scriptural teaching of why God commanded and promised such a frequent receiving of Christ's body and blood. It's because of man's own pressing need. What a fantastic scriptural truth to bring out in preparation of receiving the sacrament. Because in stressing that it's a result of man's own pressing need, then when one isn't aware of his own pressing need, or doesn't want to acknowledge his own pressing need, then they shouldn't be taking the sacrament at all. For what would the sacrament even be to such a person who has no need? So why does man have his own pressing need? Holy Scripture verses not only assigned for meditation on good gone astray. We have all turned, everyone, to his own way. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. God speaks through St. Paul. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Why does man have his own pressing need? Because of sin. And God reveals that all of mankind is sinful from conception. With such scriptural truth, God reveals man's depravity. God reveals man's alienation, man's estrangement. He reveals the great chasm between God and man, all because of sin. And as only God's true convicting word of law does its work, a need is indeed created for reconciliation. A need for restoration, a need for rescue. Man's own pressing need is for salvation. Salvation from himself and his own presumed righteousness. If one isn't aware of his own pressing need, then one clearly isn't aware of the merits of Christ crucified for him. Where is faith? Christ crucified is meaningless. Now, one becomes aware of the importance of preparation for the sacrament. Ongoing preaching and catechesis or preparation matters greatly, so that God-created faith continues to be sustained, continuing to receive what God intends and delivers. Through preaching and catechesis, including being prepared by questions and answers that are filled with the truth of God's Word, it's God, then, who is strengthening the very faith that he created in the first place by keeping you focused on Christ and his accomplished salvation for you. Thanks be to God for both his command and promise because of your own pressing need. For Christ has paid the price. That is the good news that makes this Good Friday. God speaks through Isaiah. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. The chastisement for our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Again, that is the good news that makes this Good Friday. And because of your own pressing need, Christ commands and promises to deliver to you forgiveness, life, and salvation through his very body and blood. From the Old Testament events body and blood. Only through the corpus of Christ crucified is forgiveness, life, and salvation fully earned and delivered for you. As God opens your eyes of faith to the blessed, good message of Christ's crucifixion, keeping those eyes of faith fixed upon Jesus Christ and Him crucified, just as the Israelites were told by God to stare at the bronze snake on the pole in order to live, so the faith which that good crucifixion demands, that good crucifixion